Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as Captains with an S in the middle, America, all one word, Captain's America. Find us over there at any one of those fine social media websites. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us this hour to start things out, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, in talking about Joe Biden and his zero inflation, we have a comment and a question coming, I believe, from our friend Aaron in Colorado, Denver, on the phone line right now. Good morning there, Aaron.
Yeah, Cap, Denise, and of course, Cap, and I know Denise knows that the herd of dark side broken down dumb donkeys are going to pass that bill, and Denise has said it many times before, it's fleecing of American taxpayers of the country, fleecing, thieving, stealing, raping, pillaging, plundering. That's what this stupid bill they're going to pass about, and then it has, what, 87,000 IRS agents. It sounds like one of the movies from Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
They're going to be armed, too, by the way.
Yeah, armed Attack of the Clones, a bunch of morons bringing tyranny to hardworking American taxpayers out there. What a shock. But hopefully the Republicans get control of the House, control the Senate, and try to reverse some of this insanity going on in Congress, which is a disaster. And another thing, Denise, I'd like to know your opinion about Trump taking a fist in New York City today. I think it was a good move, considering that the cesspool, the swamp, has followed that man from the White House to New York City. And, of course, the cesspool raided his private property down in Florida. Anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good night. And, of course, have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay, appreciate it. Okay, your turn.
Well, he didn't have any choice, as I see it, on the heels of what the FBI did. I mean, Trump once said, if you're innocent, there's no reason for you to use the Fifth Amendment protection. But in his closing sentence, when he reiterated his assertion of the Fifth, he said, now I understand.
Yep.
So this man, like him or not, has been the most sued president ever. And as a consequence, we tend to forget about the Mueller investigation, which cost us whatever it cost us, and they tried to prove all kinds of things, and of course it ended up all being false. So he has no choice. That he's not going to give Letitia James what she thinks she wants. I mean, she campaigned when she wanted this job as the Attorney General to go after him and everything about him. She campaigned on that. So it was never going to be a fair fight. And so he wasn't going to give her what she was looking for yesterday or Tuesday. So I'm absolutely fine with claiming the fifth. It worked for Lois Lerner.
Yeah, it did. No, nothing happened to her.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, yeah, and I'm with you on that one. I totally get where they're going with all this. Now, Eric Trump, and he doesn't just throw things out there for the sake of throwing them out, said that he believes the White House likely directed the raid at the Trump family home. And this has changed reasons why it was raided three times so far.
Well, we're not getting the straight answer on if a copy of the warrant was left with anybody on the Trump side, including his attorneys, or not. We don't know that. Somebody said yes, several others have said no, so we don't know. But the interesting thing, I'm not as curious about the search warrant itself as I am about the request to the judge for the search warrant. I want to see what they were asserting in that request. Now, that brings us to this judge, Bruce Reinhart. This guy's a piece of work. Judge Reinhart not only was the attorney for Epstein's pilot and Epstein's schedulers of girls, but he is part of a larger group of lawyers.
Now,
it's the magistrate court.
Now, hold it right there, because on the other side of the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about all that. Because this is dynamite stuff, folks. Some of you have heard this. Most of you have not. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. She wrote an article yesterday, some of which we talked about on the radio show yesterday morning. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And if you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting, of course, from Tampa, Florida, to all over the country and around the world via the satellite and the Internet. Now, there's just no better time than right now to get a quote on your car or your truck insurance from your local GEICO agent, or you can go right to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to get a quote on your car or your truck insurance. And remember, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can get a policy, or you can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll also offer you coverage for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you might have. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or maybe you've got a condo policy together with your car insurance, and you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple, and it is just that simple. So check them out, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were talking, and we had to take a break. And
all right, so we have this judge, Bruce Reinhart.
Yep.
March the 24th, Trump filed the lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and several others. And it has to deal with RICO, which is Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, for injurious falsehoods, theft of trade secrets, violations of Stored Communications Act, and other actions. In this lawsuit, It is not only Hillary Clinton, but it includes the Democrat National Committee, the DNC Services Corporation, Perkins Coie, Michael Sussman, Mark Elias, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Charles Holliday Dolan, Jake Sullivan, John Podesta, Robbie Mook, Philip Reines, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, Peter Frisch, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, Orbis Business Intelligence, Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenko, New Star, Rodney Jaffe, James Comey, Peter Stark, Lisa Page, Kevin Kleinsmith, Andrew McCabe, and John Doe's 1 through 10. Mm. ABC Corporation, Adam Schiff, Rod Rosenstein, so forth. Now, when it comes to this magistrate court office down there in Fort Pierce, a presiding judge, Patrick Smith, we don't know where he went, but he's not there anymore.
Right.
Judge William Matthewman recused himself. Ryan McCabe recused himself. Bruce Reinhart recused himself. Jared Strauss recused himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Alicia O'Vail recused herself. So now we're down to one judge, which is Donald Middlebrooks.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it interesting that we have all of these judges that recuse themselves in this case? Now, all parties have agreed there was apparently some kind of motion to dismiss that was denied. But they did agree to delay the case for beginning of hearings, I think, until the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? That we have all of these judges in this magistrate court that have all recused themselves.
Yeah.
Now, it's quite the list. So all of these entities, and I think it's the right lawsuit. Now, why it only goes to a magistrate court, I do not know, unless it has to start there and then it gets escalated after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think RICO is absolutely the right thing to do. I have often wondered why Trump is not suing these people. I would have included Robert Mueller in there and then his whole team because of what they did to his presidency. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that should be part of RICO myself.
Right.
But that's just me. I don't know enough about the law. We have some bigger questions that I think are going to be posed and probably never answered. But interestingly enough, as I said, that Peter Strzok was also part of this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it interesting that yesterday Peter Strzok decides that he's going to get on Twitter? And he starts off with a tweet 14 hours ago. I used both consent and search warrants dozens of times over the course of my career to recover classified government information, but never a subpoena.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then he goes on about they did this because of Trump's erratic behavior. Well, he's not president. I mean, so he can't stand it. He's still in the fight here. If these documents are so sensitive, why did you allow my client and all these unauthorized people to sort through them?
Mm-hmm.
And that includes his Trump's three kids. But the big argument has been the classification of these documents to start with. Because we don't know how many have actually been declassified,
mm-hmm.
and that those markings were not received or observed or noted to NARA, the National Archives. So therein lies where the issue is. But the other thing is, and Peter Strzok, of course, in his Twitter stream yesterday, didn't bother to say any of this, that in June, the FBI had gone down to Mar-a-Lago and noted that the documents were all intact, rightly stored, but they suggested to have an additional padlock put on, which they did. So, this tells you that there's something else necessarily happening here. Did the FBI do this because they screwed up in June, or did they manufacture something because there wasn't a screw up in June, and that the documents in question are not in any kind of peril to start with? We don't know.
Okay.
So there's where we are.
All right. We have a caller. Let me go to the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Anthony from Tampa.
Hi, Anthony.
I have to agree with Eric Trump. Only those who didn't put their brains into hibernation saw how vindictive the left came alive, and that includes the complicit media, left-leaning media, to bring down Trump, because he disrupted the whole agenda after he bulldozed their goddess and corrupt and vile princess, Hillary Trump. Americans need to be discerning on where they get their information from. Mm-hmm. You know, be discerning. Don't follow any particular outlet. They're all corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they covered up for BLM in a peaceful protest, quote-unquote, that served as a front to hide the disruptive and riotous thug BLM movement and Antifa and the whole letters, the whole disruptive, vile, gender bending movement. So we need to take this into serious consideration. You know, let's get out there and vote. Find yes at the ballot box.
Yeah.
Let's not deal with this country, man. We got to fight for it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Very good points, and I agree with him.
I can't argue with any of that.
Yeah, Anthony's spot on. Okay, wait a minute. We're going to run out of time, so caller, you're going to get caught up in a break here. This is not over. It's not done. It's plenty more coming.
Not by a long stretch. It's clearly not over. There's an interesting article, too, that was written yesterday by William Arkin, who, in full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, he has been on my radio show previously about the Trump thing, Newsweek.
All right. We will talk to you tonight. Have a great day and look forward to reading more articles. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out what she wrote. You'll be glad you did. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Herschel truck driver has been acquitted of all charges in connection to a crash that killed 7 motorcycle riders. The jury on Tuesday found Vladimir Zhukovsky not guilty of 7 counts of manslaughter and 1 count of reckless conduct. He was driving a Dodge 2500 pickup that crashed head-on into a procession of riders and a motorcycle club of Marine veterans on a rural road in June of 2019. A new Rasmussen poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, say they are changing their eating habits in response to historic inflation rates and their effects on grocery prices. Hit hardest are families with kids, with 72% changing their habits to accommodate higher prices for basics like eggs, milk, butter, and bacon, and women under 40 at 73%. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio in about another hour, so give me your questions via the chat room or via email off the website, and we'll be happy to ask Bo, or you can call into the program when he comes on. Now, NAA.edu is the website. Go over there, check it out. But in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, those two campuses, one is located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm over here on the east side of the bay. They're over there on the west side of the bay. That's the difference. Now, they're also located in Concord, Massachusetts, which happens to be just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, with all that being said, go over to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and check them out. Look at the campuses, If you're interested in attending or want to find out more, you can call them at 800-659-2080 and do a couple of things. At that phone number, 800-659-2080, you can ask to take a tour of either one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Maine. Massachusetts, rather, Maine, listen to me. And here's the thing. When you do that, you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the folks that handle the student loans there, the money. If you're a veteran, they'll be able to tell you how your GI benefit will kick in and take care of that, especially if you're a recently discharged veteran and you've not yet used your educational benefits. Everything will be covered 100% at National Aviation Academy. That's a good thing. Now, if you have used some of your benefits previously, wherever and whatever, they'll also be able to tell you that and tell you how much you got left to be used. And if it doesn't cover the cost of going to school for 14 months there, because that's how long the training lasts, unless you have a shortcut to get in there because you've got a military qualification as an aviation maintenance second, and that's something totally different. And we'll explain that when Bo gets here, how that works. But go to 1-800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour, and everything starts from there. And believe me, it'll be the best thing you ever did. The best thing. Now, the U.S. Navy is injecting their first-of-a-kind unmanned experiments into a multinational exercise. The Navy of the future is going to look a little different than what we see today. They're going to have ships running around out there, some of them, without a crew. They'll be robotic. Now, that has its merits, and I suppose it has its dismerits. Whatever. But we're going to find out. We are going to find out because the Navy is increasing the robotic fleet as quickly as they can. By the way, we also know that China is not going to be as cooperative with us as what they have been in the past. The reason for that is the big argument we got going on over semiconductors, amongst other things, and the he said, she said stuff with China and the U.S. And it's just going to get nasty. It's just going to get nasty. And there's not much we can do about it. Except just grin our teeth and bear it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. The door is wide open for conversations if they want to have them. Otherwise, it doesn't look like we're going to resolve much of anything with China anytime soon. Speaking of resolving things, we have Iran wanting to get their groove back, if you will, with the atomic program that they've got, and make no mistake about it, they've got one. Because they don't want to be challenged. They don't want to have someone threatening them, like the United States and or NATO and or whoever else, that they can't have nuclear weapons if that's what they want. And by the way, I've said this and I'll say it again. They are already to the point to where they have enough nuclear material, if they haven't already done so, to make a bomb or to make a warhead and strap it on one of their long-range artillery pieces, or a bomb, put it on one of their planes, and away they go. Or even a drone, and away they go, and drop it somewhere on someone. And we've known that for a little while. Now, they have enough material to try to get several devices if they can, and we know that too. But we don't talk a lot about it because you don't want to scare the American people or anybody else for that matter. And I get it, and you probably get it too. So we'll wait, and we'll see what happens with whatever it is they're trying to talk about, because they are trying to get Iran to sit down and talk to them. And I'm sure we're going to hear all about it when that indeed happens. Now, one other thing. The new aid, the $1 billion in military aid that we are going to send to the Ukraine, includes additional rockets for the high-mobility artillery rocket systems known as HIMARS, as well as some other ammunition and some equipment they've asked for. This is getting downright serious, more so than what it was over in the Ukraine. And it's getting to the point to where they apparently, yesterday, the Ukrainians, apparently yesterday either bombed or hit with missiles from the Ukraine a military site inside Crimea that was being used by the Russians. Now, Crimea is what started all this, sort of, kind of, when Russia made their move with the and annexed Crimea because they wanted that part of the water right there to control the entrance. And that was what Crimea gave them. And they were able to do that. But what they're doing now is what we're doing and what the Ukraine's doing with the help of the U.S., I'm sure, is they're going back in to try to soften some targets to where they can go in and try to take back control of the land they lost to begin with. Now, that's going to be an interesting trek if they're able to do that. But I don't really think they're going to. I think they're biting off more than what they can chew. But that's just me. So in the meantime, where does all this go from there? We need to be sitting down. They need to be sitting down and talking to the Russians, who are not talking to anybody, except themselves, apparently. And we also need to be calming and cooling the jets, if you will, of Ukraine, of Iran. But I'm not sure that that's going to happen either. So to be continued is the understatement of the year. Now, in the meantime, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be calling us again from Greece. Looking forward to that. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and we will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, where they get customers from all across the United States, in particular all over Florida, the Southeast, on up the East Coast, the Northeast, up into Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, over into upstate New York, coming over into Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and even as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep. Now, the reason for that is at Moss Family Automotive, they have Nissan and Acuras available to you. Now, this particular portion brought to you by Moss Acura with Chris Markowski. Now, I will tell you that they have the You Serve, You Save program there, which means all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get great discounts afforded to them for the great job that they do in taking care of America. Now, you also get Moss Care on these vehicles for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes and tire rotations for life. You can do all of that. You can find out about all that by simply going online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go on over there and see what they have to offer. And don't forget to tell them. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, joining us from Greece again today, it's the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the weather over there?
Absolutely gorgeous. I've seen one cloud. I think maybe the whole time I've been here. Maybe one, maybe two.
That's the one we sent you. We sent you a cloud so you could have something to look at. You told me the weather over there right now is exceptional this time of the year.
We are in Kekotic Islands, which is the island chain. It's dry. Santorini, Mykonos, Paros, Naxos. They're very, very dry. I mean, the highest temperature that we've had so far is about 82 degrees, and there's no humidity. So you get pretty much perfect weather in the summertime. They don't get any of their rain really until winter.
Okay, now, China and the United States are engaged in a couple of different battlegrounds from a business standpoint. One of them is these chips and the semiconductors, because China is racing the U.S. to be the leader in global technology.
I mean, that was been a part of their plan. That was their whole, they laid it out. I mean, they said exactly what they were planning. I mean, we can go back to the Clinton administration, and I don't know if you remember Al Gore and the raising money through China and Loral Space.
I do.
And we jump-started their entire, high-tech program there. And it was, a lot of politicians deciding to get in bed with big businesses and offshoring a lot of things that, quite frankly, we didn't take into consideration the national security concerns that are involved. The reality is that Taiwan Semiconductor makes some of the highest grade chips in the world as far as what they're capable of doing. Basically, our defense contractors, look at the stupidity of the people running this country. Our defense contractors are completely reliant upon those chips for missiles and airplanes and a myriad of different things. So we would be completely out of luck there if all of a sudden things don't work out well with Taiwan.
Now, I'm going to mention something. I got an email from somebody, and I kind of doubt this, but I'm going to tone you in on the email. Good morning, Captain and crew. This is from Fred, listening in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He says, I learned from Judge Napolitano that Trump lost his secret clearance the day he walked out of the White House. Well, number one, a former president of the United States doesn't lose his secret clearance. He loses his top secret clearance. You knew that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're going to still be attuned to some things. I don't know the pecking order in regards to how secretive stuff is. I mean, obviously, you're going to be a little bit out of the loop at that point.
Yeah, but he does not lose his basic secret clearance. He does lose his top secret clearance, and that happens to anybody that goes out of the White House. But and then he goes on to say January 2021st. He should not have had any documents marked secret in his possession. Actually, he did, because he had certified them as being secret before he left the White House, which was something he could do.
Yeah, I still think I'm not too up to date with all of the minutiae, and I would caution people to just take everything that you're hearing, whether news source it is, with not just a grain of salt. How about a pound of salt? Yeah, because you don't know. Basically, right now they love this story. The fact that they're getting everybody following it. And they're going to throw out anything, whether it's, it's been confirmed or not. You're going to have a lot of stories that said, sources tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your sources?
Yep.
That's where you're going to get a lot of, and it's not going to be good.
Now, we've got 87,000 IRS people supposedly coming aboard to do audits. But I have I have a copy of what these IRS special agents will be required to do, and it includes carrying firearms, using deadly force during possible dangerous assignments. And I'm telling you, these guys, it sounds like an army they're putting together.
Yeah, I saw that story today talking about what they were, and again, it's kind of creepy if you ask me, but again, I don't see where the hell they're going to find 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, we have a difficult time finding people to wait tables and bartend in this country at this point in time. You're going to get people with accounting degrees that can get hired away at six-figure salaries at bigger firms. They're going to all of a sudden start wanting to go ahead and audit people, and I just don't get it. I don't see how they're going to go about doing it. I think that they're talking a big game, but I think money's going to end up in some sort of slush fund somewhere when all said and done.
Well, look, last year, I'm just going on that one, more than half of the audits performed were performed on people making less than $75,000 per year.
Yeah.
Why would we think that's going to change?
Oh, it's not going to change. The reality is the IRS tries to go after people with large dollar amounts, and they lose. They lose because these people can afford the best accountants and they can afford the best lawyers, and they don't have one shot in hell in getting anything done. Again, this is not going after, organized crime, got to get out the phone with, tax evasion. They're going to go after people that they can actually get. And again, it's going to cost, people with money, they have the means to go ahead and hire the CPAs and the lawyers to defend themselves. It's the people that can't afford that. They're the ones that are out of luck when it comes to these audits.
Now, about a month or so ago, we were talking about the fact that people with Social Security were going to get a cost of living increase again this year, and it was going to be over 10%. Well, yesterday, lo and behold, here comes the story again. Social Security checks could rise by 9.6% in 2023. There's a slight decrease in the number because of the inflation numbers announced on Wednesday.
Yeah, and again, we'll see what happens over the next quarter, the remainder of this quarter and into the fourth quarter. Well, I think they go probably on the fiscal year, so it would be the end of October, I would think. Maybe they would probably take that into account.
Now, let's keep in mind that yesterday Joe Biden was all excited because inflation was zero for last month.
Everybody knows you calculate it based upon real wages and what people are making, and that's gone negative. You can say whatever you want. People are still feeling them. It's great to see that fuel prices are coming down. That's great. That'll work its way through its system little by little. The meter is still pointing most certainly in an upward direction.
Okay, let me ask you a question. It took 2.5 weeks to get the prices lowered because of where they were at to begin with the price dropping. However, yesterday the price went back up 20 cents a gallon. How long do you think it'll take for that to go through the system?
I'm not there, so I can't tell you what's going on.
Well, normally when oil goes up, the prices go up almost immediately.
Was oil or was it gasoline?
Gasoline and
okay.
Oil.
Well, yeah.
Brent crude and West Texas both went up yesterday, and gasoline went up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, it had something to do with that. There was a story with Russia shutting off some of the oil to Europe,
yes.
And whether or not that's going to happen. Again, it's going to remain very, very volatile under the current climate that we have. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, my friend, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great time.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski in Greece. He was out there, by the way. I believe he was walking along the beach where he's at in Greece. So there you go. I'll be right back with more and Lieutenant Colonel.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.